Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
You ever heard the term unreliable narrator? I only mention it because that might be me. I'm not sure. This might be a warning. Also, maybe it's not. Depends on if I'm actually crazy. Okay. And here, shit. I'm getting ahead of myself. I do that sometimes. So I guess we should probably start at the beginning.
Our universe was born 13.7 billion years ago in a massive expansion.
Wait. No, not that far back. Jesus Christ, how much time do you think we have? No, let's start at the beginning of my story. My story, not my conception. Okay, forget it. Let's just start over. Hi, thanks for listening. This is an unusual tale. It's a love story and a mystery. There's some twists and turns, also a strange facility, and some even stranger people. My name is Ivan Harris. I'll be your tour guide on this journey. Okay. I'm gonna shut up now.
Wait. Where am I?
Okay. It's okay. Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh my god. I'm sorry to wake you. I woke you up.
Another nightmare. You want to talk about it?
Not really. But okay. I'm gonna warn you, it's intense. It was really intense. So there I was a grown-ass man, okay, sitting on a tricycle, and I start moving. And I mean fast, really fast. And I turn back to see Phil Collins, dressed as a clown, pushing me. And he's singing, "You'll Be in My Heart" from the hit motion picture Tarzan, you know it, and he's got no pants on. He's excited.
Okay.
You know, so
I think I get the picture.
What I'm saying, he had a boner, you know.
Thanks for the visual.
No problem. Anytime.
I'm seriously this close to smothering you with my pillow.
I love it when you talk like that.
When I threatened to snuff the life out of you?
Yes, keep going.
Anyone ever tell you you are kind of strange?
You know what? Yeah. Actually, just this one random chick named Odessa.
Oh, she sounds awful.
Oh, God, she's the worst. You don't even know.
Well, I hope Kinky Clown Phil Collins finds her.
Well, here is to wishful thinking.
Hey. For real. Are you okay?
Yeah.
They're getting worse, aren't they? The nightmares.
They're not getting better. What time is it right now?
It's almost 5.
Oh shit, we should pack up. We gotta hit the road.
It's so peaceful here. Can we not stay one more day?
It's been 2 weeks. We gotta keep moving.
I know. It's just...
What?
Now, the moment some place starts to feel like home, we have to leave. Think we'll ever get to stop running? Settle down?
You mean, like...
A house. And family. Would it be so bad?
I hate seeing her like this. It's my fault she's on the run. It's my fault we can't live like normal people. 3 years ago, I was given a kill order on her. 3 years later, we're still together. And apparently you're not supposed to fall in love with your mission objective. I wish I could chalk this all up to a learning experience, but that would require actually learning something. All right. One more day.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Thank you. Hey, Ive, how about these peppers? You can make that spicy peanut noodle thing.
Oh, yeah, you love my spicy peanut noodle thing.
Oh, my God, you are 12.
That would make you a creepy adult in a very creepy relationship.
Well, fine. No peanut noodles for you.
Now, wait. The peppers look amazing. I was just...
Oh, no.
What?
Look away.
Why are you standing like that? What are you blocking? What's behind you?
It's your weakness.
Helen Mirren is standing behind you?
The other weakness.
Dried mango? Dried mango? All right. The lifeblood of this world. Fact, you can survive for 3 days without water, but only 1 day without dried mango. Okay? Look it up.
Don't look it up.
Hi, yeah. We'll take one bag of mango. I have a 2-pack-a-day habit I'm trying to cut back. And you can keep the change.
I thought you were detoxing.
I need my fix. I'm an addict.
And apparently I'm a creepy adult.
We make a good team.
Yeah, we could almost be two regular people on vacation.
Almost.
Oh, look at these. Oh. What if we make that salad with the, Ivan, what's wrong?
I want you to start walking right now.
What?
Move through the crowd. Don't stop.
What's going on?
Across the street, 2 men.
Who are they?
I don't know, but they're here for me, so move. Shit, more on the left. This way, head down.
How can they find us? We've been so careful.
Get back to the apartment, take the go back. Do you remember the plan?
Yes.
I'll meet you in 3 days once I shake them, okay? Okay. I love you.
I love you more. Be careful.
Go. Okay. Focus, Ivan, focus. I've got 2 more on my right, an unmarked car, 9 o'clock, another 2 on my tail, plain clothes, but I see the earpieces. Put at least a dozen in the area, maybe more, well-trained, definitely armed. It could be them.
So the move heading eastbound. Oh. Cut them off. Don't move.
Get his hands.
Shit. Hear that? That's the sound of these lovely folks tasering the shit out of me. And this is the sound of my head hitting the ground. Have you ever been tasered and hit your head? I don't recommend it unless you're into weird dreams. I've had a few. In one, I was the 6 Spice Girl. Pumpkin Spice. Don't ask. So, yeah. Anyway, this sucks. What the hell? Where am I? Breathe. Okay, so for those of you who are just joining us, this is me waking up chained to a bed in a very weird, very dark room. The kind of place that rats go to have plague orgies.
Relax.
Who said that?
Someone not here by choice. Someone like you.
What the hell is going on?
They got you. You belong to them now.
Belong to who?
They're coming. They're on their way right now.
Who is coming?
Don't believe their lies. You need to hold on to who you are before they take that away. Name's Lark. They're here.
You're awake. It's okay. It's okay. Calm down.
I'm chained to a bed. It's hard to be calm right now. Where am I?
You're in a safe place, Ivan.
And who are you?
My name is Dr. Bell. I'm one of the main doctors here.
Okay, Dr. Bell. I'd like to speak to an HR rep.
Take these off me.
We can talk when you calm down.
I am calm. I'm calm. Okay?
Are you done?
When do these come off?
When you are no longer a danger to yourself or others.
I'm not. There. Okay? Now, can you take these off?
You've exhibited violent and alarming behavior.
That doesn't sound like me, okay? So maybe you have the wrong guy. So can you please just take these restraints off now?
I can't do that.
Well, then can you at least tell me where I am?
You're in Ravenholm Institution.
What? Yeah. What? Sorry, I'll shut up. This is getting very interesting. Institution?
I'll be overseeing your rehabilitation, helping you with your condition.
My condition. What condition?
I think maybe I should let you rest.
I've rested enough. I'm very rested, okay? I am extremely rested. Now take these goddamn things off of me. Okay. All right, fine. Maybe I do exhibit a teensy bit of violent and alarming behavior, okay? But do you have a better idea of how to get these things off? Then pipe down. I don't want to hear it, okay? By the way, if Howie Mandel pops out right now and hands me a cash prize for being on his new game show, chained to a bed in a weird dark room, honestly, I'm going to break his neck.
We'll chat tomorrow once you've settled in.
What should we do with him, Doc?
Give him 50 cc's of promethazine and let him sleep it off.
Something you should know about me? I have fear of sharply pointed objects, mostly in needle form.
Hey, relax, man.
Keep that goddamn thing away from me.
Just relax. Jimbo, get his arm.
Hey, easy there.
It's in. There we go. Sleepy time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pumpkin Spice!
Odessa, how are you here?
I'm always with you.
Am I? Is this a dream?
Do you see Phil Collins in a clown suit?
No.
Okay, well then it's not a nightmare.
Are you safe?
Mm-hmm. For now. Are you?
I don't know. I don't know where I am. These people, they took me.
Don't believe their lies.
Good morning, everyone.
Wakey, wakey. Rise and shine. How'd you sleep? Now, my man, you've been quite the pain in my ass. We ain't gonna have none of that today, are we? Hey, Ivan, over here.
Odessa.
What?
I feel like I have a massive hangover. Bad news, I'm still strapped to a bed. Howie Mandel never showed up. So I guess this is real.
It is real, right?
Damn, Benny. How much juice you give him?
Man, the usual amount. Ivan, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's morning. The birds are chirping, the suns are shining. How'd you like to get out of bed?
Ooh, I'd like that very much.
You gonna be calm?
Calm as a clam. Is that a thing people say?
Well, you know what happens if you get out of line.
Yeah, it gets put in the relaxation room.
Wow, that doesn't sound so bad, actually. Maybe it's like a spa? I can get a massage. I will behave myself. I promise.
Atta boy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. What day is it?
Tuesday.
How long have I been here?
It's orientation time, buddy. Come on.
Hey, where's the other guy?
What other guy?
My roommate. The other guy.
There's no roommates in Ravenholm.
What? What do you mean? Then who is in my room?
Hey, you don't look so good. Maybe you should lay back down.
No, no, no. You know what? I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm not fine, okay? I spoke to someone. Jesus Christ, how hard did I hit my head? Oh, okay. All right, stay calm. Stay calm. There's obviously been some kind of mistake. It's all gonna get sorted out.
Take a seat.
What is this?
Just watch the screen. I'll be outside.
Hello, and welcome to Ravenholm, a paradise for the mind. I'm Dr. Hirabayashi. If you're watching this, congratulations. You're on a journey of healing and self-discovery.
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Have you found yourself experiencing atmospheric or bodily disturbances of the abnormal kind?
You know what? Actually, no. Insane-looking Mr. Rogers, I haven't.
Not hallucinations per se, but alterations of temporality. A shimmer in reality's fabric? If so, I'd like you to focus your gaze.
Okay. Okay, so now, what's happening is now this guy is in a white lab coat. He's walking through a botanical garden. Totally normal attire for this situation.
Look at your hand. Examine it front and back. It looks the same as always. But you know it's not. It's yours, but it isn't. Nothing has changed, and yet it's somehow different. Don't worry if this is all a bit much. It's only day one. You're doing so well. It's okay to smile. I've spent years implementing the Hirabayashi method in our healing practices. We use a variety of techniques tailored specifically to each unique individual. Electroshock therapy, deep brain stimulation, psychosurgery, as well as the use of psilocybin, a hallucinogen found in magic mushrooms.
Love shrooms. Love them. But the rest of that shit sounds bad. It just sounds bad, so you're gonna have to mark me down as a no.
Don't worry, there won't be a quiz. Our time has come to an end, but your journey here is just beginning. Thank you for watching. I look forward to healing with you.
So, yeah, that was creepy. That was creepy. Okay, now there are shots of random butterflies, which somehow makes this much, much worse. Okay.
It's chow time.
Hi, actually, hi. Yeah, I was hoping I could speak to someone in charge.
Not gonna say it again. Let's go.
All right, so here's the latest. I'm at the part in Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey where the hero is like, oh snap, I'm stuck in a nut house. Actually, you know what, that might not be in the Hero's Journey. Okay, I hear you judging me. Fine, you look it up. I'm not your personal Wikipedia.
Hey, hey! You've been staring at your food for 3 minutes and 26 seconds. What do you see? Patterns? Symbols? A way out?
This guy sitting next to me, he looks like a cross between Hagrid from Harry Potter and Steve Buscemi. It's wild. Never seen anything like it in your life. I mean, he's huge. He's absolutely rail thin, and I can't put my finger on him.
Oh no, you got the vegetized look. What do they got you on? Haldol, Prevenazine, Fluvenazine, Clozaril, Abilify, Geodin. Know your meds, know the doses. Fact is, the powers that be are pumping enough pharmaceuticals to us to put King Kong into a damn coma. Bye-bye, good night, sleepy time.
What the hell is this place?
School for Wayward Children, Orphan Annie, The Lost Boys, Peter Pan. Second star on the right and straight on to the cyanide hits.
Judging by this guy, this place, and that creepy video I just watched, my question's gonna be obvious, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Is this a mental institution?
Bingo! Very good. This place does indeed resemble an institution of the mind. But look a little closer. Notice anything? Maybe it's actually something else. Or maybe it's not. But it could be. Or it isn't. Who knows?
Okay, Ivan, stay calm. You'll be out of here in no time. Get what you can out of this guy. Name's Ivan.
And you are?
No, no, no! Never trust anyone with your name. Anyone! Once they get that, they take your identity. That's how it begins. Your passport, logins, browser history. They fax your mind, copy it on the combustion machines, send it across the cables. Whoosh! Prime delivery. Who knows where it goes? Out in the cloud, up in the ether? Sorry, I talk a lot. Helps block out all the incoming radio waves and such.
Eli, what the hell, man? Don't touch Ivan's food.
Sorry, sorry. Accident. Hand slip. Whoopsie.
Better not happen again.
Slap on the wrist. Time out. Be good. Be good.
What are the rest of you looking at? Eat your damn food. In fact, Eli, why don't you show the new guy around, huh?
If you're good at something, you'd never do it for free.
One token.
How about three?
One token.
You drive a hard bargain. It's a deal.
I'm not shaking your damn hand.
I'll have my people draw up a contract.
Ivan, Eli will walk you around.
VIP tour. This way, if you please. Welcome to Ravenholm. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times. Now, if you look to your left, you'll see a dinosaur. It goes by the name Weiss. Been in here for ages. Doesn't say much. Sup, Weiss? How's your wife? Don't even know if he has a wife. Now, if you look to your right, that's... Damn it, that's just Penny. Real meaty, that one. Woohoo! Stay away from her.
Piss off, Eli.
This way, keep up. That guy with the book over there is Kappa, Genius IQ, or so I've heard. Some kind of computer guy. That's Fossler. He stares at things all day. They electrified his brains into a scrambled egg grand slam breakfast. And the big fella, sitting alone, the one that looks like he could snap you like a twig, that's Stringer, puppy dog at heart. So this is the east wing of the Ravenholm. You got your rec room over here, board games, TV, foosball. You play foosball? You don't have to answer that. Pool table, pick your poison. Okay, coming up at the end of the hallway is the laundry room and some offices. Not for us. And this over here is the elevator. You don't touch the elevator. Ever. 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 Against the rules. They get very angry. You get very punished. There are three levels to the main building. That's just above ground. They got more levels below. I've only made it as far as D level. That's where the relaxation room is. And the noise room. And the flashing lights room. Not fun. No fun at all.
Okay, look. There's been some kind of mistake, and I need to make a phone call right now. So is there a phone I could use?
Ah, doctor's orders only. Privileges. Need a token.
What token?
This. When you're good, you get rewarded. Gold stars, gold coins, Chuck E. Cheese pirate treasure monopoly, fool's gold.
Wait, so you can make a phone call with that token?
Mostly they're for vending machines. Cigs, candy, gum. Come here, over here. There's three on this floor. Yummy snacks. Personally, I'm saving up for the gummy bears. I like red ones. What's your favorite?
Look, Eli, right?
Eli. Only my mother calls me Elias.
Eli, I really need that token.
Get your own!
Listen to me. I'm not supposed to be here.
That makes two of us. Actually, most of the patients in here are insane. Not saying you're not. I mean, you could be batty as a bat for all I know. You're here because you're a pawn in the system. You did something wrong. They own you now. You're a product. Defective. Broken vacuum with a faulty motor. Lifetime warranty. Better fix you or they'll toss you in the scrapyard. Recycle your parts until they turn you into a Vitamix.
Wait, hold on. So, what you're saying is you get the token for being good?
Affirmative.
And there is definitely a phone we can use.
Double affirmative. First floor.
How's the tour coming along?
We've become great friends, sir. Couple old chums. Look at us.
He bothering you?
Oh, no, it's okay. It's really okay.
I need to check my stocks. Market's in turmoil. Buy, sell, dividends, derivatives. Gotta be smart. When people are fearful, be greedy.
All right, Eli, you go do that. I'll take it from here.
Hey, excuse me. Benny. Benny? Is it Benny?
Calhoun.
Right. Yes, Calhoun. I knew it. Sorry, I forgot. Look, I don't know if you can tell, but I am being very calm right now.
I can see that.
I think there has been some kind of mistake. I'm clearly not supposed to be here.
Uh-huh.
All I need to do is I need to make a phone call, and I can get this all cleared up. And I'm asking you for a favor, so please.
I can't authorize phone use. Dr. Bell can. She wanted to meet with you after chow anyway.
Okay, now we are getting somewhere.
Come in.
Doctor?
Thank you. Ivan, have a seat.
Need me to stick around?
I don't think that'll be necessary. Because Ivan is going to be on his best behavior. Isn't that right, Ivan?
Right, yes.
I'll leave it open, just in case.
Please sit. How have you been acclimating?
Under the circumstances, fine.
Now, I'm sure this has been quite a shock to the system. But I can assure you we are going to do everything in our power here to heal you.
See, okay, that's the thing. I think there's been some kind of mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, yes. Me being here is a mistake. And all I need to do is I need to make a phone call, okay? And I can get this all sorted out.
I'm afraid I can't allow you to do that.
Please.
Calls are earned. A reward for good behavior. You'll have plenty of time to earn it.
Okay. You are not hearing me. I'm not supposed to be here.
The mind is a complex and fascinating machine. Sometimes machines break down. Sometimes wires need to be moved, adjusted. That's what we do here. We adjust. Ivan, what's the last thing you remember before waking up in Ravenholm? How do you think we found you?
Okay, I don't like this. I don't like this. She's too calm. Something clearly is not right here. I want to ask you a question, okay? Who are you?
I already told you my name.
Not your name. I don't want to know your name. Who do you work for?
Ravenholm Institute.
Come on.
Who do you think I work for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I can see you're a man of intelligence, so I won't sit here and waste your time. Let's cut right to it. Ivan, you believe you're a government asset. You believe you escaped from a dangerous program that trained killers and spies using unorthodox methods. Am I wrong in saying this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I see your fingers pushing into the fabric of the armrest. Your heart rate is slightly elevated. I'm not trying to upset you. I'm merely trying to create a dialogue between us. Ivan, we didn't find you by accident. Odessa called us.
What? How do they know about her? God damn it, this is some mental shit. I'm gonna fall for it. Don't believe their lies. Don't believe their lies.
She was worried about you. She told us everything. You recognize this?
It's a pill bottle.
Doesn't look familiar.
Should it?
These are yours.
I don't take pills.
You did. You stopped.
If you say so.
You were previously being held at Greyfield Psychiatric Hospital. You were there for 7 years. Until you got out.
Okay, I think that you have me confused with somebody else. I've never heard of Greyfield. I've never been in a hospital.
Maybe I'm thinking of Andre Pope. Or maybe Alan Redding. Or Oscar Davis. You've gone by many names. Spy names, no doubt. Or maybe they're names of someone trying to hide from the authorities for one reason or another. Maybe for kidnapping.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we have two possibilities. One, you're a black ops operative. You've hurt people on secret missions acting on behalf of a shadowy organization. You and Odessa, the love of your life, have been on the run for years, escaping the people who created you. That's option one. But I'd like to offer another take on your story. Option two. You kidnapped Odessa, a young, helpless girl, led blindly by a delusion you've been suffering from. You invented a lie and have been living it out to escape your trauma. You believe you're some kind of secret agent. You're not. After years of being held captive by you, Odessa finally broke free and contacted us for help.
Nice try, no thanks. I'm not playing your game.
I can assure you this is not a game. The need for this delusion began somewhere. It began with a memory. I'm going to help you find the source. I'm going to help you fix it.
I've had panic attacks before, but the one that I'm pretending not to have right now, it is making my face go numb, okay? And I haven't had that before. Is that normal? Can someone, like, WebMD this for me?
Ivan, have you been listening to me?
Yes, I've been listening.
I haven't heard a single word that's come out of her mouth. What did she say?
Where did you go? You were off somewhere in your head.
Do not tell her you're hearing voices. Just don't.
Are you hearing voices?
God damn it, say no.
No.
Are you sure?
It's your inner voice, Ivan, okay? It doesn't count. Don't let this nurse ratchet wannabe freak you out. There were agents, okay? Highly trained agents when I was taken. And why would agents like that work for a mental hospital, huh? What is this place really? Who do you really work for?
I've already answered that question.
You work for them, don't you?
Who?
Stop screwing with me. You work for them.
Who is them?
Project Aperture.
I don't know what that is.
I need to get out and find Odessa. I need a plan here.
Ivan, I'm going to start you on some medication.
A plan? Just a plan. Come on, Ivan, you gotta think.
And we're going to start you in group therapy, as well as one-on-one sessions with me tomorrow.
Oh, God, maybe just run. I don't know. Run? That seems... Sometimes that... It works sometimes. Maybe I should just run.
Danny, stop him!
What the...
Code Black, lock down the facility!
Eli. Hey, psst. Eli.
Shh. I'm watching.
Hey, sorry. How do I get out of this place?
You don't get out.
There has to be a way out, Eli. There has to be a way.
You mean like escape?
Yes. I mean like escape.
All patients, please return to your rooms immediately.
Uh-oh.
Eli, come on. Come on. Just come on. Eli, come on.
There's a door on the first floor. Hey. That rhymes.
Okay, good. What door? What does it look like?
It's locked. There's a buzzer. Can't get through unless you're an ant. You're not an ant, are you?
Shit.
Ooh, you can take the elevator for a joyride, but you need a key card.
Oh, God, there's Calhoun. And a plethora of pissed off looking guards. Run. That was your plan, was to run.
Four guards with four zap sticks, Ivan. This really was not well planned.
Sorry, guys, you started it. There's gotta be a way out. There has to be a way out. There's gotta be. You hear that? Anyone else hear that? There's gas coming from the vents. Okay, that's probably not a good sign.
Okay.
That was a very bad thing you did, Ivan.
What the hell is this thing you put me in?
It's the brainchild of Dr. Hirabayashi, a deprivation chamber of sorts. We call it the tank. It was originally designed to explore the inner workings of the mind by completely cutting off outside stimuli. Dr. Hirabayashi wanted to find out just how deep we can go into the void of our subconscious selves. Is there a bottom, or is it an infinite abyss? You're going to lose all of your senses in here. All of them. The very things that make you who you are. Some patients have had out-of-body experiences. Others have compared the experience to dying.
and then being reborn multiple times. Hope this makes you think twice about trying to escape again.
Wait!
I feel like I'm floating or something.
Scratch that, I'm falling into darkness. It's just dark, it's dark everywhere.
You know when you close your eyes sometimes and you see weird patterns? I'm seeing those right now, but my eyes are open, I think they're open, but I can't tell. And there's crazy purple and pink bursts of color, and maybe it's my neural pathways working or something. That's what it is. Or maybe I'm falling through galaxies and nebulas. I feel like I'm falling through the universe, like I'm just a speck of dust. Maybe that's all we are. Just little specks of dust. Wow, that's fucking deep, man. It's deep stuff. I'm having lots of feels here. Just go through them, work through them like I just smoked a huge joint or took a extra helping of shrooms or something, because everything is bright and it's vivid and it's pretty far out, man. I guess falling forever doesn't actually take that long, thank God. Hello? Okay. Hey, so there's a weird boy playing a piano. And yeah, that's completely normal. Hey, excuse me, hello?
Shh.
What's your name?
Ivan.
That's my name.
I have to practice now. Daddy gets angry if I don't practice. Mommy's not feeling well.
Hey. Can you tell me, what is this place?
You're mine.
Wait. Oh, no. This is my living room from when I was a kid. You're me.
What did they do to our mind?
I don't remember.
They did something to us.
You blast away the existing mind.
Second,
yellow.
You find a way to
the need for this delusion began somewhere.
Our time has come to an end.
I'm going to help you find
but your journey here is just beginning.
Make it stop!
Grab him. Don't let him fall. Help me put him back in the wheelchair.
Where am I?
Don't try and talk, man. You've been in the tank for hours.
Cold.
You're going to be pretty fried.
So cold.
Let's get you back to your room. The tank usually does a number on you. You'll be all right. You just got to sleep it off. What the hell were you thinking trying to escape? Try and get some rest.
I can't even speak right now. Okay, what just happened to me in there? God, I don't feel good. Maybe I will try to sleep.
The tank really messes with your head.
No, oh, you have got to.
Good to see you're still in one piece.
Did you know there are no roommates here? Did you know that? You know what that means? Means you're not real, okay? You are in my head.
How do I know you're not in my head?
Great. So now I have an imaginary friend. Maybe I am crazy.
Ivan, you're not crazy. They're trying to break you, but they won't, because we're getting out of here.
What do you mean, we?
I'm going to help you escape.
Okay, but you're a delusion. Okay, or some kind of crack in my psyche.
I am so much more. Get some rest. We start tomorrow.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what Oprah's Book Club likes to call a cliffhanger. It's a narrative device in which the end is curiously abrupt, so that the main character is left in a precarious situation, and he's been confronted with a shocking revelation. So, to be continued. Now, P.S. I really...
hope my roommate, who only I can see, doesn't try to cuddle me while I nap. Just, can someone keep an eye on him? That'd be great. Thanks. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet now. I'm gonna shut up.
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Holland Roden as Odessa, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell, Don Norwood as Calhoun, Kyle Kinane as Jimbo, Oliver Cooper as Eli, Angela Serafian as Penny. Additional performances by Hamish Sturgeon, Philip Anthony Rodriguez, Jocelyn Ayana, Kathleen Kavari, Arnold Chun, Hutch Segan, Lauren Hallberg. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kesley. Assistant music editor David Tedeschor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Neronia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q Code production.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.